Business ownership and innovation. Quote, "We're limited by the soft bigotry of low expectations. If the bar is set low, that's as far as most of us will go." Graham Innes, AM, 2015. Small business is the backbone of our economy, and Victoria is home to Australia's largest collection of social enterprises, with more than 5,000 operating throughout the state, supporting the jobs of more than 75,000 Victorians. Department of Economic Development, Jobs, Transport and Resources, 2017. Social procurement is also increasingly being applied to create positive change for Victorian communities and individuals that face complex challenges through building economic empowerment by purchasing goods and services from social benefit suppliers, including social enterprises, employing and training socially and economically disadvantaged people in the broader economy. Case study: Clean Force Property Services. Clean Force Property Services is a multi-award-winning social enterprise which provides employment for people with disability, including mental illness. Clean Force provides commercial cleaning services for customers including Telstra, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, New South Wales Health, and the Mernda Rail Infrastructure Project. In 2012, Clean Force undertook a comprehensive social return on investment study, which found that for every dollar invested in Clean Force, there was a $6.10 return to the community. For more information, visit www.cleanforce.com.au. What we're building on. As part of the Jobs Victoria initiative, the government released Australia's first social enterprise strategy to improve sector support and ensure more social, economic and employment opportunities for disadvantaged Victorians. $5 million of funding was allocated in the recent Victorian state budget to implement the plan's initiatives, including establishing a statewide social enterprise network, sector research and modelling, a feasibility study for online skills development, and growth training for social enterprises. Department of Economic Development, Jobs, Training and Resources, 2017. Social procurement is a relatively recent feature of the economy that involves choosing to purchase a social outcome when buying a good or service, thereby creating added social benefits. The Victorian Government has demonstrated its commitment to using procurement for wider social benefit through the Major Project Skills Guarantee, where public works above $20 million in value must use apprentice, trainee or cadet labour for some 10% of total work hours as a way to deliver a skilled workforce for the future. Major infrastructure delivery agencies, such as the Level Crossing Removal Authority, Melbourne Metro Rail Authority and the Western Distributor Project, require a social procurement plan from project delivery partners. Victorian Government, 2017. Noah Callan, founder, CEO, Disability Tech. Noah's life took a new direction a few years ago after he found he couldn't use his new Apple TV because it only worked with a Siri remote, which his disability prevented him from using. Noah has cerebral palsy and is quadriplegic. "I wrote to Apple CEO Tim Cook explaining that I was concerned Apple products were becoming too clever with their swipe technology, and that they were locking people such as myself out." Noah was inspired to set up his own business, Disability Tech, when he saw Apple taking steps to meet the needs of people with a disability and releasing products with assistive technology. "Technology is my life. Everything I do revolves around it. It has the power to improve our quality of life so greatly." Disability Tech gives people with a disability an easy way to find out what technology will best suit their needs by providing a platform to share information and discuss useful devices and software. Noah has spent months refining his business model to get Disability Tech ready for launch. Most recently, he was successfully admitted to the Runway Accelerator program in Geelong, a 12-week program that supports innovative startups. "I need to make this work. For me, the time is now. Technology is the future, and hopefully with the NDIS becoming an important enabler for the disabled community, the sky is the limit." An accompanying photo shows a Head and Shoulders shot of Noah, He has short, dark brown hair and brown eyes, and wears a light grey polo shirt embroidered with the Disability Tech logo. He looks directly into the camera with a smile. Getting to work. The Victorian Government will look to grow new opportunities and ways for people with disability to participate in the economy. Early efforts will focus on leveraging existing government commitments to drive better economic outcomes. Action 18. Implement the Victorian Government's social enterprise strategy, which will build the capacity of social enterprises, remove barriers to them doing business in Victoria, and help them provide more employment opportunities for disadvantaged job seekers, including those with disability. Action 19. Develop a whole-of-government social procurement framework that takes action to enhance economic opportunities for people with disability. Action 20. Dedicate a number of activities and events in the Small Business Festival Victoria 2018 to raise awareness about inclusion, showcase the contribution people with disability make as small business owners and employees, and encourage more people with disability to establish businesses. Action 21. Enable more people with disability to set up their own business through the New Enterprise Incentive Scheme, NICE, in partnership with the National NICE Association, leveraging targeted NICE funds. For further information about the New Enterprise Incentive Scheme, refer to the resource section.